Welcome back to the Black Is 15-Minute Break with yours truly, KC Layman. We have another lovely roundtable in the house tonight. Tonight's guests are Janora Lewis, our resident educator, Mr. CEO, the Black Is Managing Editor, John Wood, our newest Black Is contributor.
How's everybody?
Randy Foley, a.k.a. Dino Black, and Darius Gray, family member, real estate broker, just all around jack of all trades. And tonight's topic is African American versus Black. Which term best suits us? So I'm going to jump in and say, I call the site Black Is. Black for me is the term that best suits us. My personal reasons would be because I feel we are like the bastard children of this country and don't have, most of us don't have a very strong connection to the continent of Africa. So to call us African American is a stretch. I understand why it works because it doesn't align us to any specific region in Africa, like not Ethiopian, not Kenyan. So we're from everywhere, but from nowhere at the same time. But for me personally, because I'm still on a path to developing somewhat of a Pan-Africanist mindset, it still does not feel right to call myself an African because I don't have a relationship to the country, to the cultures there. I'm a Black woman. I'm a descendant of American slaves.
You're a beautiful Black woman.
Aww. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I'll be that. And so that's why for me the term Black suits me. I want to know how the rest of the family feels.
Yeah, for me, I don't think I really care very much somehow. It's not that it's not significant in the sense that people need to have a way of identifying themselves, identifying their group, their culture, and whatnot. For myself, you know, if I think of myself as African-American, I mean, I know that
my... And this is John, by the way.
This is John Wood. How's everybody going? I know that my Black ancestors came from Africa, and it's important for me to know that. And so if I call myself African-American, I'm happy that that reflects that reality. If you call me Black, that's fine, too. What matters to me is that we claim our culture and our history rather than arguing over labels, you know, because we've gone from calling ourselves Negro to Black to African-American to, you know, nigga, this, that, or the other. And we still don't know who we are. So it doesn't so much matter what you call yourself, you know, fundamentally. But, you know, having said that, you know, I don't begrudge anybody their right to identify themselves how they would want to do so, you know. Just make sure that when you call yourself Black or African-American, whatever you call yourself, you know what you're saying and you have some connection to the history that represents.
And what, just to... With what you said, I agree with you. You said we as Black people or African Americans, we still don't know who we are. We still don't have a grasp on our history, you know, fully. And until we do that, I don't think we can really progress with our future. You know, you got to have a strong base, you know, before you can build on that. And me personally, this is Mr. CEO, by the way. I call myself Black because African-American has too many syllables. I'm just keeping it real. So I am a Black man. Straightforward, right in your face. I'm a Black man.
Africanist.
And,
Negro,
you know, it just has so much oomph to it.
Right.
I'm like, what are you? Oh, I'm African-American.
Punch to it.
No, I'm a Black man. Standing tall, real proud. Well, not that tall, but definitely proud.
Tall enough. Right.
Exactly. I can reach what I need to reach.
All right.
Thank you.
Poking his chest out a little.
That's another topic altogether.
Right.
But yeah, just, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, I'm, you know, I don't really feel the need to have to pick and choose a label and stand under it firmly. You know, I can be African American, I can be Black. It's whatever. I'm still me. You know what I mean? So, you know, granted, I may say Black, but if the application says, are you African American? Then yes, I'm African American. Okay. You know, if Black's not available to check, then I'm African American today. Right. You know, but you know, my history, I was born in St. Thomas, Virgin Islands. So I have a Caribbean, yes, West Indian background.
Right.
You know, and even going further, I have a Puerto Rican and Cuban background. Mm-hmm. So I can even say I'm Latin American.
You could.
You know what I'm saying? I don't really know them folks, but I'm part of them folks.
Right. Right.
So,
right.
You know, just going. It's like, you know, it's a whole melting pot that we all come from. Mm-hmm. Where it's really not just Black, or it's not just African or whatever.
Right.
You know, we all have these different backgrounds because we all came from this, that, or the other off a different boat in different direction. So, you know, it to put an emphasis or put a you know, the stress about which one you are, I feel like it's so much more going on in our society to even trip off that.
Yeah.
And we do have a limited knowledge of where our ancestry lies. And so, like you said, there's so many of us that have roots that lie in other places. Mm-hmm. And so just to place it on one continent, that may or may not even be where your folks come from.
Right.
You know, or all of them. I seem like most of us have a very mixed up, convoluted background in regards to where our folks come from. You know what I'm saying? It's very rarely you got folks of the same tribe that just still happen to reconnect.
Straight line all the way back.
Right.
Like, yeah, good luck with that.
Never happens.
Right,
you know,
not
most,
really.
Most of us have a ton of white blood and all of the kind of stuff too. So it's like,
true.
You know.
I saw a statistic today that said that the average African American is like 19% white.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
But yeah, I call myself half white, half black, but I might just be the honky in the room if you ask.
Crack ass, cracker.
But yeah, so every label is obviously imperfect, you know.
Of course,
you got to recognize that too. That's why, yeah, I don't stress the labels too much, like just like Sean said. So, you know, but it is an interesting conversation to have because what we've called ourselves has been important historically because, you know, we've argued about this, you know, Negro, you know, you read Martin Luther King's writings. We were Negroes back then, back in the 60s. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just hope we don't keep coming up with new stuff. We don't need any new
ones.
No. Just
let's settle on something or a couple things and just leave it at that, you know. And then it's all.
I am midnight.
Right, exactly. I'm shade of ebony.
Right.
I'm shaded.
And then there's the whole inward conversation, which we haven't even brought up.
That's a whole nother podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think that's another reason why African American for me was, I just don't. It doesn't sit well with me because it came out and it was new. And I was like, why do we need another label? Like, Black works. Mm-hmm. I didn't need it to get any deeper than that to feel more comfortable with who I am.
The thing is, some people were offended with that, I think.
Okay.
Some people had an issue with that. Like, you know, I'm Black. With Black. Uh-huh. As being Black. I'm not Black. I'm a person. It's a color. It's a
color.
Shade. It's a tint, if you will. A hue. A darkness.
Right.
And I'm not that. I have culture behind me. So therefore, I am African American.
Right.
So I think that's where it derived from, where the issue, you know, kind of originated, if you will.
Okay. I just wondered, is this an American construction? Because how many other cultures are identifying themselves in that manner? Like, do Hispanic American people call themselves Hispanic American?
No, they don't, and they're very specific about where they come from.
Exactly.
They don't appreciate Hispanic, Latino, SA. They want you to designate where they're from.
I'm from
El Salvador.
Yeah, exactly. I'm straight Mexican.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah. How do you do that if you don't know?
Well, that's the point. You don't jump to a to a conclusion. That's the whole point. Mm-hmm. And which kind of feeds into my position, and Kim knows, you know, where I stand on this.
And this is Darius.
This is Darius Gray. As far as the terms Black or African American, neither of them work for me. And I'm not trying to start a movement with it, but I don't feel like either of them accurately describe the position of our people today. African American, I have friends who are from Africa, different parts, Nigeria, Cameroon, Liberia, you name it, who are migrants to this country, immigrants. They do not identify with us.
No, they sure don't.
As people, they have, even here, cultures within themselves. Mm-hmm. Sure, they might look like us, but they do not identify with us. And
that's Black. Understandable, I think.
No, it's very understandable. Right. It's very understandable, and I'm not knocking.
Right.
And so, but it's sort of a stretch for me to try and reach back and identify with something that has no clue about what I am. I also have friends from Ethiopia, from other places of Africa, who had no knowledge of slavery before coming here.
That's deep right there.
That is.
And
that's real.
And so, but as a light complexion man, I've had a different experience because I deal in a professional realm with people who have money, where culture is very important. Mm-hmm. And when people who have money are wanting to spend money, they want to know who they're going to spend it with.
Right.
And the question always comes to play, what are you?
Wow.
Are you Persian?
They actually ask you that.
Are you Mexican?
Wow.
Are you
this?
And because I'm not black, you know, right out, I'm not the color black, they don't notice. And so, you know, I've given various answers over the years. I'm black, I'm African American. And
you ever told them you're Jewish?
Told them I'm Jewish?
But I am.
I am.
Right.
Okay. I am.
Okay.
And see, that's the thing. And so when we talk about being robbed of our culture, it's not only the African American culture or the black culture we've been robbed. We've been robbed of our culture completely.
Period.
Because of the one drop rule.
Mm-hmm.
If you have any percentage of black that's noticeable in you, you're black and nothing else. But what does that say about the rest of your heritage?
Mm-hmm.
You know, are you not free to claim that?
Right.
You know, and so what I tell them is that I'm a descendant of American slaves.
Okay.
And because for chronology's sake, I feel it's more important that we start from here and go back to slavery before jumping
all the way to the diaspora.
Let's go back to slavery.
Okay,
and I give the Jews as an example how they've taken the Holocaust, such a negative thing, and spent it into a positive.
Mm-hmm.
They've used it to build on. They use it to build nonprofit organizations, build museums, make people feel sorry for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you name it.
Yes, you're right.
But we look at slavery as such a bad thing. Oh, I can't watch Roots because it's just so horrific. You know, I can't see my people. Why not? You need to see it because it happened.
Right.
It happened. And so when I talk about being a descendant of American slaves, that only fits one group of people.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so I put the question back in the lap of the person asking it.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to put me on the spot about who I am and what I am. Well, if you know your American history, you know what I mean when I say I'm a descendant of American slaves.
Mm-hmm.
And so, no, I'm not trying to start a new movement. No, I'm not trying to change any minds. In fact, I agree with everyone who spoke before me, you know, in terms of their positions about what they, but just in my position as an individual on a day-to-day basis, that's what works for me.
Mm-hmm.
That was deep, Darius.
Kind of lost my train of thought on that.
We need to come up with like a catchy acronym for that.
I know.
Like, no, that was like,
I'm about to
black,
change
I'm,
the name of
I'm
Black
a,
is.
I'm a
an Ados.
No, he's not trying to start a movie like he said. It's just, but you know, I think the attitude is totally appropriate. I get that.
Definitely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is Dino Black speaking. It's, I feel the whole African American Black thing. It came from a point where they tried to take black and put a positive spin on it or try to have some sense of belonging. So they put the African-American because it's like, well, we're from Africa. So it's like a proud or boast kind of thing, you know, a more intellectual or we are above what you have labeled us in the past. And we have transcended from that to African-American. That's my understanding from it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they use the term African-American a lot of times versus black, because black was labeled by the slave traders and the people who put us into the situation that we were in called slavery. You know, that was something that was given to us. So they use African-American as to try to separate themselves from that past, even though it is a part of our past and it is a lot of what we are today.
Black, just another word for Negro. And I guess that's part of what you're saying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let me weigh in just real quickly and say, too, that
this is Janora.
This is Jay. that black for me is more deterministic. It's more of a historical resonance for me in terms of the power movement. You know, to be disenfranchised as a descendant of American slaves, and then to reclaim language, the very thing we don't have a commonality with. Right? You know, we do speak the King's English, if you will. or and so, or right, exactly, or some bastardized version of that. But the language, right, the power of language, though, I think is what it is that I think about in terms of Black. Right. You know, Black for me carries a power that African-American just does not. And, you know, and I don't know if that's just because it's monosyllabic or if it's just there's a complexity there that lives in Black for me that doesn't that African-American just it doesn't have the same taste in my mouth, if you will. Mm-hmm. But I do think that it's really important for us to have these conversations, because now I'm going to go back and reflect, because Mr. Gray has said something to the historian in me, because I'm a minor in history. You know, and that makes me want to think even more about just the conversations. But I have to give credence to, because when we were doing identity politics back in the day, it was hip and cool and, you know, kind of label yourself. Mm-hmm. But John, I agree. You know, I think that we have to get beyond that. But I also don't want to lose, though, the power behind Black and the connection that I know I have from mm-hmm. a historical standpoint mm-hmm. to the history of reclaiming the language, mm-hmm. you know?
And I think, to piggyback off of what you're saying, to me, the point in our history where we were, in my mind, the most unified and the strongest and thinking from the same mindset or a similar mindset, that was the term most often used. Because it was the move from Negro to Black, mm-hmm. you know? And that was
Black power movement.
Right. Yeah. That was a strong period in time
definitely
for us.
It was. Definitely. It was
a very strong period in time for us. And I think that's why I hold on to it mm-hmm. so much. And mm-hmm. I think we've been, like we've done with so many other things, we've taken it from just being a color to be applicable to so many other things. It describes our music. It describes our culture. It describes the things that we create. You know, I have rarely heard somebody talk about anything created by us and label it, you know, African-American music. No, that's Black music, mm-hmm. you know, and mm-hmm. it's just how it is.
And even just to play, you know, to delve into the whole conspiracy theorist of it, mm. you know, it's just another way to divide us as people.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. You're Black. Very good. You're African American. Right. You're a descendant of American slaves. Right. You know, so now we're all right. divided. Right. And right. we, you know, and it's like now we are against each other. Yeah. There's that conflict that's because right. because of these different labels that we true. Stand by.
Right.
It's well, like, oh, well, I'm not Black. Well, I'm
labels are very so important. Labels are so while we're being labeled, we can't not label ourselves. Yeah. Well, and yeah, so you can't, you know, just jump to the extreme that yes, it does, it can divide us, but it doesn't have to,
right?
Because those people who know who are what they are and know what they are happy about claiming what they are, right. and they have no problem with that label,
right?
But when you don't unify under a label, it seems to be a problem. Here's a challenge I'm faced with. I have a daughter who's part Colombian, and who's even less noticeably Black than I am, you know.
Even
and
though so, she looks just like you.
Right. And so she just, she's like, Daddy, I'm white. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, you're Black. Mm-hmm. But she's 5 years old. And so when she sees that napkin and she sees that computer, napkin being white, computer being Black, she sees herself as closer that. To being yeah. white.
That's right.
And so how do I explain to her? Because, of course, I want her to know what she is and what she came from and, you know, how
she's
do
black
I
Black and Colombian?
You tell her that, but it doesn't ring. Right? Mm-hmm. It doesn't resonate mm-hmm. because she can understand the Colombian. Her mother's taken her back to Colombia already mm-hmm. two times, mm-hmm. so she can identify with Colombia. If it's just an experience, she can identify with Colombia. Yeah, I've been right. to Colombia, and
right. well, wouldn't that be more Spaniard descent mm-hmm. versus white?
But, it, but
just,
but
just for
even,
a five-year-old,
I'm talking about from
a color
from
standpoint,
okay. right. and yeah. so but and so
it even fits that aesthetic issue though is right. even greater than that, because like now I'm working at the middle school, mm-hmm. and we have let's say 60% of our population, 70% of our population is some Hispanic Latin American type mm-hmm. culture. The Black kids will call those kids white. We only have one lone white child there in Watts. Nobody right. knows where he's come from. Blonde hair, blue eyes, freckles.
Y'all better watch that white boy.
Right. He's the only one
right.
out the whole school. But because
he might be the baddest kid, the toughest kid in all the land. If he in watch,
everybody knows his name. We all can't wait to see how this boy is when he's 18. But like, it's an aesthetic thing. The kids themselves will relate themselves closer to white than they will to their own culture, and definitely when it comes to black. And if you're looking at students, you know, we don't have that many fair-complected black students on campus. So the divisiveness is there. It's obvious because there's an issue of color automatically. Mm-hmm. A lot of our kids who appear mixed race are like Belizean or a mix of black and Hispanic, because that's definitely popping off out there. Mm-hmm. And so that's what they're dealing with. And it goes completely off of complexion. Nothing else. Hair, nothing. Just straight off complexion.
Point. That's the whole point. And so when you say you're black, all seven people in this room are a different complexion.
Right.
Right.
And so, but two of us might be close to black, but you're really
black,
not
brother. Black.
You know? And so,
you're in a room. You got two black men in the house.
Why are you pissing me out? You know? And so,
do I need to clean my glasses? Because you're black.
But the rest of us are, you know, somewhere between white and black. You know, light, bright, almost white, yellow, fella, caramel, brown, you know, peaking, reeking.
This topic no longer concerns y'all. Me and my brother, Dino Black,
you know,
are the
so
only
funny
people that can speak from now on.
You know what's so funny?
CEO. Honestly, I'm yellow at home.
I had a...
I am just yellow. I have nothing else. My wife... I'm yellow. That's what she called me.
When I was in elementary school, I had a classmate that was maybe a year before me, and he went to Mexico. And he said the parts of Mexico he went in was not the traditional parts of Mexico, because he saw some black Mexicans.
And there are some dark-skinned Mexicans.
Very dark-skinned Mexicans. So it's like, you really don't know. Your DNA versus your environment, and the mixture of the two makes your skin color.
Well, the first president of Mexico was black.
The first president?
Wow.
The
first president of Mexico was
black.
Black
by complexion or
no,
black by?
Black by of African descent.
Okay.
Yes. Wow.
And the thing is, even in Asia, like, it's been years now since I was there, but when I was in Japan, there are some very dark Japanese people, and that's because of their weather. The weather in Japan is like the South.
They're even darker Indians.
Yeah, it's hot.
What about the Pakistani? Or
look, Sri Lankans.
Oh, the Sri Lankans.
Right. You don't know what you're looking at. You know what I'm saying? Right. And then, like, I've had people tell me, you know, if I went to Africa, they would consider me light skinned. And I don't consider myself, I'm not a light complected person.
Kim,
but depending on
I'm
where
sorry,
I am,
but you are.
I'm not light.
Yes, you are.
You guys are funny.
The paper bag.
I'm not light.
The paper bag rule.
Yeah.
If you get a paper bag, you hold it up. If you light it in that paper bag,
or the same color, you're a paper bag. I'm gonna start calling you paper bag.
Don't be calling me paper bag.
Hey, that's your new rap name, Paper Bag Kim. Paper bag Kim in the house, y'all.
I was gonna say, though, it is regional because it's in different places.
And then, and your last name is Lehman. That's a Jewish last name.
But that's my husband. That's not me.
I understand. But that's what you become.
But you know what's so funny? My
that's the same way Lehman Brothers is spelled.
Right. But my maiden name is Calvert, which is like Scottish.
Right, I was going to say, right? Is it Scottish?
You know,
that's the first.
My mom's maiden name is Stuart, Stuart, which is also Scottish.
Also Scottish, yeah.
So it's like we know that our ancestry lies in that. We got pictures of the people.
Baby girl, you are now under investigation. No.
Don't trip potato chip.
Those were given names, yeah, I believe. Given names.
That's hilarious. But no, I do not consider myself a light-complected person. I'm a brown-skinned woman. A brown-skinned lady.
I mean,
like Black Star says.
My government last name.
Right.
Yeah,
name.
It's
right.
Foley. You know,
right.
Foley is
right.
Not a traditional black name. You know, I've seen many Caucasian people with the last name Foley.
Mm-hmm.
So
what is a traditional black
there
name?
There you go. What is a traditional black
name?
That's the thing. We don't
Shaniqua.
Have a
We don't have last name. Last name. Every like family name.
Other last name has come from a slave owner and passed down.
Exactly.
So the Jacksons and the...
They're all white.
Yeah. You know, the Jeffersons or whatever you want to call it. You know,
Johnsons. Yeah, they're all white.
All white. So...
You got a point.
The one thing that Darius said that I want to bring back to the table as we wrap up is the idea that this does not have to be a tool that divides us. Even if we don't agree on what we all should be labeled as, if we acknowledge that all of those labels fit this group of people and they're all acceptable, I think that in and of itself would be all right. I remember getting into a debate with a brother on Twitter. Don't ask me why. We could debate on Twitter. But he's basically saying to me, like, you know, we have to use African-American. This brother is a student, a scholar of Dr. John Henrik Clark. And so he thinks off of, you know, Dr. Clark's philosophy.
Tunnel vision.
Right, and the idea that, you know, we have to call ourselves African American because by using that label, we automatically give ourselves a connection to that continent and bridge the gap between us and them. But my thing with him was that gap has to be bridged. It's a two-way street. If we're reaching out, somebody has to be reaching back to us. Mm-hmm. And if that's not happening, then to me, it's pointless to say that we have to do this. Mm-hmm. I think if we all can agree, Black, African-American, descendant of American slaves, which I'm willing to bet in the next decade will become a favored way of folks to... Right, you might want to go ahead and copyright that one, cousin. Like, if we agree that that's just... All titles are acceptable. They are talking to us, and we just acknowledge individually this is the one that fits me best, but all of them work as a definition. Anybody else have anything to say in summation?
I'd just like to say that we are all Black African American descendants of Americans.
And on that note,
Brother John, I am getting that on a t-shirt at the Slauson Swap Meet soon.
And even though Black.
Yeah, cut me in on that one too.
Black is a powerful term in a positive sense.
It's awesome.
It also can be used in a negative sense. Because how many times have you heard yo Black self, or yo Black so and so, or in a negative way. Black, so you have to kind of find that balance.
Man, you can't be throwing new twists in. We in the summer of the state.
But you know what? I guess if in that regard, we can all make a conscious effort to, and I doubt any of us do, but we can make a conscious effort to not use the term Black in any derogatory way.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, it's because it's not. It's not a word that's to be negated. You know, if somebody uses it that way, we look at them like they're crazy. Like, what are you talking about? That has no resonance with me. You know what I mean?
And we'd better, because the word that you just used, negate, actually is borrowed from the Negros.
Of course.
From the language. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to start this shit.
No, it's okay. But that's, look, the N-word as a podcast is so on the list, people. So stay tuned for the next Black Is 15-Minute Break. I love y'all. Peace.